All right, okay. Cover myself up. I at school, I danced and I sang. It's like I've always wanted one of these. I really have. Where'd you buy them from? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh, from the boss.
Alright, first off, we'll just recap from our last meeting. Which was we got together just to basically decide on, well, to talk about what it is we were actually supposed to be doing and who we all are and stuff like that. Get a bit more of an idea together of what's going on. What we're going to talk about in this meeting is now that we know what it is that we're doing, now we know that it's a TV remote and stuff, and you guys have just been off doing some R&D for that. That's research and development. I haven't heard that before. Learning all sorts of new terms and technology today. I'd like to hear. I'd like to hear who's on the from Catherine actually first. What I'd like to hear about is what we finally decided on
batteries. It's here.
Any of us remember the 50s.
Like a train
I think rubbers. Well, after my fashion thing, I think you'll realise that rubber is more. People.
Between the Technically speaking, it's not as advanced, but it does the job too.
So why would we not go for that? If it's something that's inside the unit,
it doesn't. Yeah.
It doesn't affect whether the customer's going to buy it or not.
Yep. So let's not.
We want to go for and it all. So long as it works.
Yeah. I agree.
So let's not bother with the chip on print.
So it's either. Wheel or the push buttons.
Yeah. So, yeah, push button.
What about the just developed a sample sensor?
What about what?
The sample sensor, sample speaker thing.
What do we need a speaker for in a remote control unit?
Well, I don't know. Be cool. Channel 2.
One thing if it was speech recognition where you say something and it turns the TV on, like turn the TV on and it comes on, but it's not that. It's just
gives it just gives an answer.
It just gives you a verbal response. So yeah.
Oh, then.
Like
yeah.
What's the point of saying
yeah.
Hello, remote? Hello.
I thought it was when they said.
Yeah, you're really lonely.
I thought when they said voice recognition, they meant like
channel 5,
and it would change. Like you talk to it. Can I have channel 5? Oh, there, forget about it. Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'll go back maybe to the previous slide and we can decide for each problem what we should choose. So for the energy source, do we go for the battery or the...
It's cheerful, it's worked, it does work.
Yeah. So it will look like something like this.
Okay, so then if we use double curved face, then we have to choose
rubber
push buttons,
yeah.
That's fine.
It's cheapest all round, so that's kind of funky. And we can also mark it as, because we were saying earlier in your research that
you'll have it.
People are getting complaining of RSI, and this is anti-RSI.
Yeah. Well, the rubber push button, so don't you have to move your...
Anything's going to have buttons. Even if it's a jog wheel, it's still repetitive.
I thought they'd give an option of flat buttons or...
You still get repetitive strain injury whether you're pressing a button or pressing a flat bit of screen. It's the fact that you're pressing the same, doing the same movement. It's not actually what you're... But the fact that this rubber is actually used in these anti-RSI specific.
Yeah, the rubber's good.
We're giving them a way to burn off steam.
Yeah,
so they can sit there and go like...
Not that watching TV should be that special.
And you can fuzz it.
Some of what I have to say ties into what Catherine was just talking about.
Right.
Sorry.
basically, I consulted with our manufacturing division. It sounded like Catherine was also speaking with them. I also took Risa's marketing findings from the last meeting into consideration, because I think that's crucial as far as what keys we're going to include, what buttons we're going to include, and how they're going to. And so the manufacturing division sent some samples of interface components that we might be interested in using that have been used in other products, like the coffee machine. So I already mentioned the speech recognition interface. So we basically vetoed that idea. It's pointless.
Yeah.
It's just a sample sensor, sample output. It would just be probably the most expensive part of our remote without any actual interesting functionality as far as operating the TV. So yeah, they also give the they suggested the idea of using a spinning wheel like you use on the side of the for something like RSI, and you got that thumb movement.
That does get annoying.
The other suggestion, and I have a feeling that we're interested in something more general, but they suggested going a little bit into a niche, like either gearing a remote towards kids where you could have a lot of colors. The keys might be funny or playful in some way, or something for the elderly where the remote's very large and the buttons are very large and there's only a few buttons. But we can discuss this, but it sounded like from our last meeting we really wanted something that was general but done well. So the key layout and design are really crucial. You want people to be able to quickly access the buttons that they use a lot without always pressing the wrong one. And I didn't mention that we need a power button in our last. I can give you an example here of good layout and bad layout. From our manufacturing department. So this would be an example of bad layout where you have volume up and volume down, but they have a V on both of them, so it's sort of confusing for the user. This is an example of the giant remote that's impossible to lose.
Well,
for something for kids. I think my personal preferences we've all kind of talked about and seem to be on the same page. So I was against the speech recognition and against going towards anything in a niche sense. I think it should be more general.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think the spinning wheel or the LC display were.
Okay, well let's so what are our definite decisions on this then as a team? The interface type we're going for.
So we're not gonna have any sort of display, I think. It's just gonna be
straight set of buttons.
Push buttons. I think we should have a limited number of buttons, ideally any of power, channel up, channel down, volume up, volume down, numerical keypad. In some sort of people will either have a lock button like we mentioned or a cover or something like that.
Yeah.
I guess it's to the point where we need to decide about it.
Okay. And we're not
well now that we've decided
have we decided on whether we're gonna supplement it with anything, colours or particular gimmicky bits to it. We're just going to go for something.
It seems like
maybe we can
too busy and too sort of gaudy, but I would say maybe a couple of colors like a black with yellow in somewhere, like maybe the RR could be yellow or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Okie dokie. Yeah, I don't have any other questions on this. Let's move over.
I guess the fact also that we are having a rubber case.
Right. Well, I'm just basically letting you know what's happening in the market. And what the fashions are for next year. So yes. So from looking at this year's trends and fashions, and also recent investigation that we've done in the remote control market, we have found that from the remote control market, these are like most important aspects like that we really need to, which we've already probably discussed. The most important aspect is look and feel. So the remote control has to look and feel fancier than the ones that already that we already have. So it has to be, yeah, exactly. Second, it should be technologically innovative. Innovative. So technologically, it should be like work. Basically, I guess it should work. That's new. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
That's why I was thinking Bluetooth, because if you like put up Bluetooth and it's like a Bluetooth remote control, everybody's going to like, oh, because Bluetooth is the in thing nowadays. Like it really is. Like people, and when it comes to marketing, like that's what people go for. They don't really care whether, you know, at the end of the day, whether it works properly or not.
They
well, they do, but it's like it's not. Yeah, but it looks good. If it looks good and it's it can just be there for decoration. But like, you could always insert, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, people like. Well, if you're looking at something that's going to be bought by people, you have to make it new, you have to make it state of the art. Well, it doesn't.
There is no such thing.
Like, it doesn't have to be, you know, Bluetooth. That was just an idea. But, like, it needs to be something that, you know, is new. Whether it's a battery, it could be something really, really minor, you know? Like, but I think we are really keeping to what is already out there. And people have already seen it, people have already got it. If we want something new, we need to move away from what we already have and just go creative.
It's been done for watches, but I haven't seen that for.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you could market it. Never have to change a battery again. I think safety. Yeah. Third most important aspect is it's easy to use, and I think we've all worked that out. Okay, in the fashion, how it's supposed to look. Next year's fashion is very much in fruit and vegetables. are like the theme for cloths, shoes and furniture. So next year people will be buying. I found this really funny. You know, strawberry shaped chairs and things. Yeah. Rubber things. And as it's rubber, the feel which is in this year is spongy. So it's not quite spongy, but spongy I would say is, yeah. So we're in. Yeah. And so a person of what I was just saying, like, move away from the current remote controls, that like the look and the feel of the current ones, and change the look and feel while still keeping to the company's image, basically. So yeah. Which is what I had to say. So we're moving in the right direction, I think.
And I'm not sure about the buttons being in the shape of fruit though.
Well, maybe make it like fruity colours or something. Some sort. Or well, I think if it's rubber, it needs to be different. I think it should be, I mean, what do you associate with rubber? You know, like really different colours, basically. Okay, sorry, I used the wrong word. What do you associate with the material, that material? like, I'm just thinking bright colours, bright natural colours, nothing too
bright, but not
bright, too, yeah, like no lime green or bright yellow or bright pink, and make it different colours so anybody can choose, like I've. Yeah, and on the back of it, have the logo.
Okay.
One thing I'm wondering about, I hope that we're not going like too much down a gimmicky road.
Yeah, I mean
if somebody goes into this store, they're gonna see like three or four normal remotes and then a big spongy pink tomato.
Well, I can say in this country, you'll get, you know, lots of people wanting something really funky and cool. Like, and kids will be walking in with their parents saying, "Mommy, I want to buy that one." And parents will see the pro in it as well, because it's like kids won't break it. It's not breakable if you throw it around, especially with younger kids. You know, they can pick it up and yeah. The only thing is that really small kids might chew on it. But yeah. So so it's quite like user friendly, and also for different families, like family use as well. So for little kids and for older kids, like teenagers will like it, I think, especially maybe younger girls. If it's in pink, they'll be like, "Oh yeah, pink remote control for their room, or something." Yeah.
So we could do like the pink range, the blue range, the green range.
So like you walk in, you're like, oh, I like that remote control because it's so bright, and then the shop assistant comes up and says, oh, what colour would you like it? And they go like, oh, I can choose the colour. Wow. So it puts, I think, even the customer into more control over what they're buying, instead of you've got what colour, it's either that or nothing. So they also get to pick. Well, personally, I like walking into a shop and choosing a colour.
Yeah, I mean
it's yeah. That you've got the... Evaluation.
And I talking to the bosses basically. building off some more spam and that's it really. So we know for definite, you know, we know some definite things going on. We definitely know how it's powered. We definitely know that it's going to be a simple button. We're not going to be going for the new technological chip on print, expensive things. So we're keeping the costs down. It's this rubber casing that we can sell as fun and funky. Don't know how many other remote controls that are made out of this stuff.
Mm. Which gives you all the details.
Okay, right, well, it's, we're still a couple of minutes until our meeting's due to finish. But, I've got a note saying that you two are going to be working together. So, again, stay here before you all disappear off.
I'm not moving again.
Immediately come into effect on our next paycheck, or is that
I
So we really have an incentive to make this room work.
Yeah.
I'd like to share in the coffee machine profits because that's what I'm doing more.
I want to share in space rocket. Did you see that this could have a sense to say?
Yeah.
I did notice looking at, I mean, they told you that they wanted whatever our product to represent the RR brand and to be immediately noticeable. I mean, if you look like at the coffee maker at the corporate webpage, it's not obvious RR. Well, it is to us because we worked here for years. We use that coffee machine, but it doesn't have the color scheme of the company anywhere on it. Obviously, it's just silver and black.
That's true.
And the spaceship doesn't have the. You think they have a massive.